Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY23 results conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Supriya Madde from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, I welcome you to NDR Auto Components conference call to discuss its third quarter results. Today, we have from the management side, Mr. Pranav Rilal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Vinod Kumar, CFO, Mr. Sanjeev Kumar, Financial Advisor, Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary. For the opening remarks, I hand over the floor to Mr. Rajat Bhandari. Kindly take it forward, sir.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Wishing you all safe, healthy, and prosperous 2023. I welcome you all to the third conference call of NDR Auto Components to discuss the performance of the company during the third quarter of 2023, financial year 2023, and 9 months of current financial year. It is a great pleasure to have you all on call. I will quickly brief you about the company. NDR Auto Components, a Rohit Relan Group company, is engaged in the business of manufacturing seating solutions like frames and trims to four-wheelers and two-wheelers vehicles. We have three plants, two in Haryana and one in Bangalore. Our fourth plant in Gujarat is expected to commence its production from March 2023, to serve requirements of our new clients. Our current capacity is 8.5 lakh units per annum. The company is supplying seating arrangements to Relan Group company Bharat Seats, who is a key supplier to the leading automobile companies like Maruti Suzuki India Limited, Suzuki Motorcycles, Toyota Bushoku, and Belsonica. Our seating arrangements are used in car models of Brezza, Sierra, WagonR, Swift Dzire and Toyota Hyryder, Grand Vitara, Jimny, and Fronx. In two-wheeler segments, our supplies are for Suzuki Gixxer and Suzuki Axess. Our group companies are Bharat Seats Limited. Your company owns 28.66% stake in Bharat Seats Limited. Toyo Sharda India Private Limited. Your company owns 50% stake in Toyo Sharda India Private Limited. Toyota Bushoku Relan India Private Limited. Your company owns 50% stake in Toyota Bushoku Relan India Private Limited. Industry and road ahead. Our Road Transport and Highway Minister, Mr. Nitin Gadkari, rightly said, India is the fastest growing economy in the world, and we can name the automobile industry the growth engine for it. The auto industry will play a prominent role in the process of realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's dream of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Auto industry has two main segments, OEM, that is original auto components, and secondly, auto component. The growth of auto component industry is strongly linked to the performance of OEM and robust demand from the replacement market. We are a seating solution provider company supplying to leaders of automobile industry operating in auto ancillary segment of automobile. The robust demand for four-wheelers, passenger vehicles are key drivers for our business growth. Maruti Suzuki, our biggest client, has sold 465,911 vehicles during the third quarter of current financial year as against 430,668 vehicles in the corresponding period. For 9 months of current financial year, the company sold 1,451,237 vehicles as against 1,163,823 vehicles in the corresponding period. Pending customer orders for Maruti Suzuki vehicles are about 363,000 vehicles at the end of this quarter, out of which about 190,000 orders were for newly launched models. These numbers are clearly indicative of robust demand growth. We meet 33% of the requirement for seating solution, and thus the growth chart is very robust for us. Recently held Auto Expo 2023 is a traction for the auto and auto and component industry. Maruti Suzuki unveiled two new products, Jimny and Fronx, in India and secured top position in the sports utility vehicle segment and regained 50% market share in the country's passenger vehicle market. With four SUVs, namely Fronx, Brezza, Jimny, and Grand Vitara in its portfolio, Maruti Suzuki aims to expand its SUV segment in India. As we are currently supplying Brezza and Grand Vitara, we expect new contracts for new models. We are optimistic about signing new contracts for new launches of our key clients. Further, as we are expanding our capacities, the additional production from new lines to further enhance revenue growth. Key growth drivers of the industry. The enforcement of BS6 standards of safety and emission is anticipated to help expand the market for the benefit of auto component players in India. India is a preferred destination of foreign players due to cost effectiveness and quality component supplies, which augurs well for the auto ancillary industry and players like us. Rising per capita income and attractive new launches to keep automobile demand momentum upbeat. Government's focus on improving road infrastructure and connectivity is another strong growth driver of the automobile industry. On the financial front, financial year 23 till date has been robust for your company, and we expect the momentum to remain robust for the rest of the year. Here is quick highlights of our key financials during third quarter and for 9 months. For Q3 financial year 2023 on consolidated basis, total revenue was higher by 83.46% to 107.05 crores.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your audio is breaking up.
Total revenue was higher by 83.46% to rupees 107.05 crores. EBITDA at rupees 8.78 crores, up by 71.82%. PBT at rupees 7.03 crores, up by 72.73%. PAT at 5.75 crores. Up by 78.57%. EPS at rupees 9.56 against rupees 5.38 in the corresponding quarter. 9 months financial year 23 performance highlights on a consolidated basis. Total revenues surged 67.13% to rupees 266.05 crores. EBITDA over at rupees 24.40 crores, up 68.86%. EBITDA margins at 9.17% rose 9.4 basis points. PAT grew 106.88% to 18.35 crores, while NPM expanded 133 basis points to 6.90%. EPS for 9 months. For financial year 2023 was at rupees 30.51. Cash from operation was at rupees 38.60 crores. Now I open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The first question is on the line of Vaibhav Shah from Cogent Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, very big congratulations to management team. So I have few questions related to... Hello?
Yeah, hi, can you repeat Hello. That? Sorry.
Yeah, so I have few questions related to the business. So first of all, I'd like to know who is the new client for whom we are setting up the new factory at Gujarat.
So sorry.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So who is the client, new client for which we are setting a factory at Gujarat? Secondly, as per the new safety standard, airbags has been made compulsory. So in the what will be the cost impact to you, and you will be able to pass on to your customers or not?
Okay, so our new facility is for Maruti Suzuki. It's for the Prongs model. And in terms of the airbag, our content increases. So we will pass on the entire cost to the OEM.
Okay. So we are in position to make cars with seats with a side airbag also, correct?
Yes, so we are already doing that for the Brezza and the Grand Vitara. Now, that will probably increase to the other models as well.
Okay. So, I think I can see you are supplying around 33-35% to the Maruti. So, who will be the other players that are supplying for the other models?
There's one more private company. That's our competitor. That's also a joint venture.
Okay. So few questions related to the margin. So there was a bit pressure on Q3 margin, not on the 9 months, but on the Q3. What was the reason behind that?
So that's due to the Maruti Suzuki, the shutdown that's in December. And in addition to that, the volumes haven't been what we had anticipated.
Okay. So the now situation is normal?
Yeah, now the situation is better.
Okay. So currently, out of the two plants, major is your Noida plant will be the main plant, correct?
NCR plant. Yeah, the Gurgaon plant. Yeah. That's our largest.
Okay, sir. And as on date, what is the debt situation? I'm seeing there is a rise in the interest cost also. Year on year. So, what is the current debt or any kind of financial charge that we have paid?
This is according to Ind AS, 116, the lease liability is provided with that interest. There is no such as debt in the company.
So, there's cash on the books. There's no debt.
Got it. So, what will be the cash flow from operation for the Q3 and in 9 months whole?
One second, let me just open that. Cash 38 crores for 9 months.
No, I'm not asking the total cash, but operating cash flow that we have generated.
So we've spent, I don't have the number on the top of my head. Let me just pull it out and then we can I'll discuss this question at the end of the call.
Okay. And last one or two questions. What is your current capacity utilization?
So for the NCR facility, it's about 80-90%. And the Bangalore facility last quarter is about 60-70%.
Okay. So in the Bangalore, you are mainly supplying to Toyota. Correct?
So we are supplying to the Grand Vitara and the Toyota Hyryder.
Yeah, so but both are manufactured by Toyota.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Nidhi Babaria from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question. If you can help me understand, when did our Bangalore facility started? What was the capex? And similarly, how are we planning to expand in Gujarat? And what amount of percentage capacities we are adding in both these facilities?
So the Bangalore facilities commenced production August end of September beginning. The capex for that was approximately 30 crores. And for the Gujarat facility, it should be a similar amount. And it should commence production end March or beginning April.
Okay. And what type of asset turn are you expecting from these two plants?
So for our... sorry, can you repeat that?
What type of asset turn we are expecting from these two plants individually?
So asset turnover?
Yeah.
One second. Let me just pull that down. So it's about 6.78.
6.78 times, which means like on the investment of 30 crores, we are expecting 200 crores of revenue.
Yeah.
Okay. For both the plants?
For the Bangalore is a little bit higher. For the Gujarat might be a little bit lower, but should be about 6 times.
Okay, and NCR is running at what asset turn?
So our asset turnover for the company is about 6.7.
Okay. And what type of debt are we planning to take with this Gujarat facility coming in?
So we're not planning to take any debt on. We'll do all our investments from our internal accruals and our cash on our books.
Okay. And sir, if you can help me understand, like what would be the revenue guidance, margin guidance for coming years as we like, as in this quarter, our gross margins were also impacted and even the EBITDA margins were impacted usually on a Q-on-Q basis.
Q4 tends to be our best quarter. So once that quarter, after our next call, maybe we can give a guidance for our next year.
Okay. But do you think that these 7-8% kind of margins are going to be sustainable or we have some headroom for margin expansion?
No, our margins should improve.
Any guidelines or any target or focus which we have in our mind?
No guidance for the moment.
Okay. And maybe next quarter I'll come back with some specific guidance on top line side.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
For revenue growth, any kind of guidance or any kind of outlook or focus we have?
So it should be at the similar trend.
Okay. And that would be majorly coming from all the new launches by Maruti, majorly from Maruti.
I think that next quarter should be because of better capacity utilization and the following quarter could be the new launches.
Okay, and any plans of adding any other clients like Tata Motors, Mahindra, or any kind of color on what type of share of business do we have with these players?
So we are actively looking at expanding new clients and new products. Once there's an update, we'll let you know.
So right now we are not doing anything with Mahindra and Tata Motors?
No, nothing at the moment.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anirudh Singhi from Dalal & Broacha Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, yeah. Sir, please proceed.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. Could you just help me understand the capacity better? So when you say 8.5 lakh seats, what would be the split between four-wheelers and two-wheelers?
No, so 8.5 lakh seats is for four-wheeler, and for two-wheelers about 4.5 or 5 lakhs, so 5.5
lakhs. Okay. And these are just front row seats or even back seats?
Sorry?
These are just the driver and the co-passenger seats or even the seats at the back?
No, the complete seat set.
So 8.5, so in a car if you have a 5 seat, this is basically for 1.7 lakh cars, is that the understanding?
So that's our capacity. No, no, no. So 8.5 lakh complete seats is our capacity. That's okay. For 1.8. So Maruti so makes 1.5
lakh cars.
Okay? Yeah, our capacity is 8.5.
Okay, got it. And could you break that down between NCR and Bangalore?
So NCR is 6 to 6.5 lakhs and Bangalore is 2 to 2.5 lakhs.
Okay. Sorry, 6 to 6.5.
Yeah.
And how much would Gujarat be?
Gujarat will be for the new models. So it will be for the Fronks and then another new model which will come maybe the year after.
Yes, so initially what would the capacity be?
Similar to the Bangalore.
Okay. And in terms of our margin, what is the sort of sustainable margin that we can do in the longer term?
So what we are targeting is 9 to 10% EBITDA.
Okay. And could you help me understand our relationship with Bharat Seats better? So we supply the trims and the frame to Bharat Seats and they do the complete assembly and sell it to Maruti. Is that the correct understanding?
Yes. So Bharat Seats is actually a joint venture between us and Maruti Suzuki. So we have a very strong relationship with them.
Okay. So what is the sort of value add that they do?
They do the foam and the assembly.
Okay. And they would be making similar 19% sort of margin?
Yeah, a little bit less.
Okay. So have we had any thoughts of merging the two entities? And
So at the moment, what we want to do is we want to go to other clients and do more products. So if we merge the two entities, then it becomes difficult to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about Jimny? We aren't going to be supplying for Jimny, right now.
Yes, we will be supplying for the Jimny.
We would be.
Yes, the Jimny and the Fronks both.
So the Gujarat will be both for Jimny and Fronks?
No, the Jimny is in the NCR and the Fronks is in Gujarat.
Okay. And what is the sort of volume growth that you see next year?
And I think you can track the Maruti numbers for that.
Okay. But just to get an idea about how Maruti would do.
Yeah. So it's an aggressive number. Let me put it that way.
Like mid-teens or?
No numbers. I can't give any numbers.
Sure. No problem. Yeah, that's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Sandeep Mani from FN Research. Please go ahead.
Good evening.
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, I have a couple of questions. Sir, can you throw some lights on for our order book?
So we've got orders for the Jimny and the Fronks. In addition, when the new cars get revealed, I will update you.
Okay, sir. And how much contribution of Maruti in order book?
So it's majority Maruti share.
Yes. Okay. Sir, do you have any new design for a new models?
Sorry?
You have any new designs for a new model?
So again, we've got for the Fronks and the Jimny, those are two latest designs.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Devang Bhatija, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, you mentioned that Maruti had taken a shutdown in December, which impacted our EBITDA margins. However, on the sales or revenue side, there is not much impact. So, have we taken any price hikes which didn't impact the revenue on a quarterly basis?
Our volumes didn't materialize as much as we thought it would have. So if our sales were a bit higher, margins would have expanded substantially.
Okay, so could you quantify how much revenue or volumes we lost? So, like say, in a so normal quarter, can we do 125, 130 crore kind of revenue?
Yeah, then we would probably try for a double-digit margin.
Okay, and sir, this Gujarat unit that is coming up from quarter one of next financial year, so what would be the break-even point or how much and what capacity utilization will be break-even at the EBITDA level?
So, I think it should be profitable once the Maruti ramp-up happens, which should be maybe after one quarter.
So, that would be second half of next financial year?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from Cogent Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you once more for the opportunity. So I have two questions related to our bifurcation of two-wheelers and three-wheelers. Two-wheelers and four-wheelers. So in how much capacity we have for the two-wheeler set?
So two-wheeler sets for the seating, we do about 70 to 80% of the Suzuki requirement. And for the frames, we do about 45 to 50%.
Of the Suzuki only, correct?
Of the Suzuki only.
So how much capacity total we have?
So we are fully utilizing our capacity.
Total number, if you can give the total number of units that you have.
I'll just double check that and give that to you.
Okay. And you are currently utilizing it fully?
Yeah, we're utilizing that fully.
Okay. So are there any plans for expansion in two-wheelers or our major focus will be on the four-wheeler segment only?
So once Suzuki expands capacity, we will definitely invest with them.
Okay. So we are not trying for any other manufacturers?
No. So we are definitely trying for other manufacturers also.
Okay. So currently we are only catering to Suzuki, correct?
Currently we are only catering to Suzuki.
Okay. So for the capacity utilization levels, so how do you see the next year going? Like it will be remain on the current level or it will be a bit better or improved in FY24?
So we hope that it will be better utilized. That depends on the semiconductor shortage going forward and Maruti's plans.
So conductor shortage still hurting company?
Sorry?
Semiconductor shortage is still hurting?
Yeah, I think it's mildly impacting the industry.
Okay. So just to give the, just for a perspective, for a Maruti, how your order process is going? So like they give you the number of orders in the monthly manner or in the prior like in the form of an order book or something. How they just share your share the number of units that you have to supply during a particular month?
No, so we get monthly orders. It's a 7-year contract, which is for the model line, and then our volumes revise every fortnightly and monthly.
Okay. So any rise or decrease is passed on fortnightly or monthly basis?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. We'll move on to the next question. That is in the line of Anirudh Sengi from Dalal & Broacha Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Oh yeah, thank you for taking the question again. Could you share what is the revenue that we do from the two-wheeler business?
So it should be about 50 to 60 crores.
Annually or quarterly?
Annually.
Okay. And could you give us a range of typical kit value? So
we don't give kit values. Sorry.
So if you could just give us an idea how much would the typical...
So you can calculate backwards, but I can't give you the number.
Okay. And could you give me some idea between a Wagoneer and say a Grand Vitara? What is the percentage difference in realization?
So there's a pretty large difference between the two, especially when features kick in like artificial leather. That's when our content really shoots up. But no numbers, sorry.
Okay. So I'm just trying to understand, as Maruti sells more SUV, how will our revenue get impacted?
So our revenue should shoot up substantially, and like it has been.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Nidhi Babaria from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question again. Sir, if you can help me understand the breakup of these new expansions we are doing, how much would come from the new launches and the existing vehicles?
So for the Gujarat facility or for the Bangalore
facility? Gujarat and Bangalore both.
So Bangalore, it should be about, next year should be about 30 to 40%. Gujarat, once it commences, then I can give you a better number out of.
30 to 40% would be the new launches by the OEMs.
No. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Of the entire capacity which we are planning in Bangalore plus Gujarat, how much portion of the revenues are coming from the new launches by OEMs and how much is from the existing models?
So our Bangalore and our Gujarat facility is completely for the new models.
Okay. And in NCR, are we expanding any brownfield or greenfield expansion, because that would be majorly serving the existing models?
So we've already got business for the Jimny. Once there are any new models, then we expand capacity accordingly.
Okay. Any other, apart from the Gujarat facility, any other expansion plans?
So no, nothing at the moment. But I think Maruti has announced a new footprint, and we would likely be we're working towards getting business for that.
Okay, so this Bangalore and Gujarat, which we are serving the demand for Maruti, do we have 100% share of business for those models, or we are partially?
No, we get 50-50. And for Bangalore is 100%, for Gujarat is about 50%.
Okay. And sir, what would be the size of our peers' revenue, the private company which you said who is also working under JE?
It should be a little bit more.
Okay. Any market share data for four-wheelers and two-wheelers?
So once, I think, when the new models launch and they stabilize, then I think we can update the market share number.
Okay. Any view color or guidelines on two-wheeler side? Are we planning to expand, or any concerns on two-wheeler industry?
So we are looking to add new customers in the two-wheeler segment, and we're looking to add new products. Again, give us some more time.
Okay. And is there any technological change that is happening in seating division side, like the recliner chairs or any seat formation level portion or any those kind of product competition which we are facing from other peers?
So two things that are happening. One is the three-point seat belt, and the second is the airbag, which is getting mandatory. So we're working towards we're implementing that.
So these technologies, are we going to do it in-house or are we planning to buy these technologies from some partner globally?
We are already doing that and we're just expanding it across our portfolio.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Supriya Madhye for closing comments.
Hi. Thank you all the participants and the management team for this conference call. You may conclude the conference call. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.